All right, we are back, Lefty and the Coach. And Al, it's March. It's time for the
March
madness.
Madness. We already got some madness going.
And tonight, pretty simple. We're going to predict the bracket. Tonight's podcast brought to you by Imodium, because hey, just because your bracket's on fire doesn't mean your heart has to be, folks. That simple. Imodium. But Al, we'll start tonight real quick before we get going on the bracket with you've seen it because everybody's seen it, is this talk of expansion with the tournament. You can look at it so many different ways, but I mean, we've expanded, we've expanded, we've expanded. I mean, if we expand again to, I don't know, what are they saying now? Is it 82 or something like that?
I heard, I think 90, 92,
Okay.
or I've heard like 70, what, 76 or 74, and then going up to 90, 94, 96, something like that.
I mean, okay, 74, I'll give you. We can say that. But I mean, at what point are we going to say, okay, that's enough? I mean, if we go to 74, then we're going to say 82 need, and then we're going to say 96, and we're going to keep going and going and going. And you're going to end up with, 18 and 18 or 16 and 18 LSU playing in, the first four is going to end up being a whole weekend. It's going to be the first 34.
Yeah, I think at some point the NCAA tournament, I think if you start putting more teams into the NCAA tournament, that value and just that pride of like making the tournament go, it just diminishes greatly, don't you think?
I
'Cause like
do.
it's a huge feat. It's a huge feat in a season to even get to the NCAA tournament, but if you start letting everybody in, there's no more like pride of we made the NCAA tournament. It's just everybody's in, you know?
Well, and I think you can, I mean, look at it this year. Okay, so obviously we both watched Virginia last night stink up the joint, which, okay. But everybody's saying, well, Indiana State should have been in, or St. John's, or Providence, maybe not, or Seton Hall.
Yeah.
How do we know they're going to do any better? Like, you put teams on these stages, and again, we're going to hear it all day if A&M loses tomorrow and looks bad. Or a Michigan State, or a Mississippi State, or a whoever it may be. Or if Colorado or Boise State look bad tonight, it's going to be, oh, well, we should have been in. Well, you know what? You had 30 some odd games to prove you should have been in the tournament. You didn't prove it. I hate to tell you, but this is, at the end of the day, teams know and coaches knows when that schedule, when that calendar flips to February, you've got to be playing your best basketball.
Absolutely.
You can't wait until February the 24th to say, all right, time to kick it into gear. Let's go make the tournament and expect that over six games and your conference tournament, you're going to do enough to make it.
Yeah, I think too, the whole net rank, like I think it's really hard, like what the committee is really looking at to put teams in the NCAA tournament. Because you have Indiana State, they were what, net 28,
I
but they
think
were.
28 or 29. I mean, they're the highest net ever to miss the tournament.
Yeah, and but they were 1-4 against the quad one. So, I mean, I don't
Now,
really, I need to pull up their schedule and look up who they played.
well, I've looked it up. I mean, it's at the end of the day, their problem is that one of their best wins was, I think it was like net 80 or something like that. I mean, it wasn't very good. And, I've seen a lot of their people say, well, we can't get teams to play us because they won't come play us here for a home and home. Well, if you're so damn worried about it, don't screw the home and home. Go there, one off, go play them. If you think you're that good, go play them.
So the two NCAA tournament teams, Rob, they've played were Alabama, lost by 22, Michigan State, lost by 12. And I guess if you count Drake, so yeah, lost to Drake and then beat Drake. So there's their quad one. There's their quad ones right there.
Okay, so you lost to a Bama team by 20, and a Bama team who's – I mean, Bama's good, but they're not great. And you lost to a bad Michigan State. A Michigan State team, you were trying to say you deserve to get in over them. You lost to them by 12.
Yeah.
You have a chance.
So I think, you know, it's just hard. It's like you're saying, it's hard to know what a team is going to do when they get into the NCAA tournament. But also, I think a lot of these teams, like you said, you have 32 games to get in the NCAA tournament. You gotta win games. You gotta win games. And I think if Indiana State beats a Michigan State or they beat an Alabama in that non-conference, they probably would have gotten in.
Oh, I agree. Well, and look, I'm a Mississippi State fan. Go look at our schedule this year. Okay, we play Arizona State game one. Arizona State's usually a good team. This year, they're net 134. You know, we then play Tulane. Usually, Tulane's not going to be great, but their net usually sits between, you know, 50 and 115. This year, net 138.
Yeah.
You know, Rutgers. Rutgers is usually a – they're a top 75 net team. This year, 90 – or they ended up 103. Like, I get there's some variance there that, hey, you can't control, but, you know, at the end of the day, Indiana State knows they are a mid-major. They know they got to go play these tough teams. They had chances. And that's why I look at a team like a St. John's or a Seton Hall, and they want to sit there and complain the Big East was this great conference and they got so many teams in. Well, okay, why didn't you beat more of those teams? You know, all it sounds like is, oh, we lost because we play in a tough conference. Well, you had plenty of chances to win and you didn't do it. I mean, Seton Hall or St. John's went through a stretch in the middle of the season where they went from comfortably in to nowhere near the ball.
Yeah, and I tell you why Michigan State got in right now, the number 10th hardest schedule in the country, according to KenPom. So I think sometimes if you just put yourself out there, play a tough schedule, which obviously, Matt, you know, the conference you're in plays into that strength of schedule. But, you know, I think we're getting to the point where you got to play if you're kind of one of those, you know, mid-major type teams, you got to play a predominantly, you know, Power Five non-conference schedule.
Well, and that's true because you look at a, you know, go to a Michigan State. So Michigan State, you bring them up. I mean, that's a team that, okay, they're 19-14 on the year. Okay, but let's go look at their non-conference. Okay, they play Duke. They play Butler. They play Arizona.
James Madison.
Yeah, it's like James Madison, you know, that obviously, you know, not looking like a great, you know, looking like a really bad loss to start the year, but it's not a bad loss then. They play Indiana State. You know, they went and played these teams and they really, and that benefited them. You know, you hear all the time about, well, these teams don't have to go do that. Well, they did though, and that's why they're in the tournament. Now, me personally, I hope they look like crap tomorrow so, you know, we can get the win there. But that's neither here nor there. So that's kind of my thoughts. I don't think the tournament needs to expand. I think you need to keep it at 68, what it's at now. The only change I would make would be that you make all first four games the last – what would that be? The last eight teams in the tournament. I would say make that your first four. Put all the automatics in the tournament. Your last eight are your first four. That's your first four games. I think that makes the first four better as well.
Yeah. So you're saying add four more teams?
Mm-mm. No, I'm not saying add any teams. I'm saying that your first four games are your last eight teams in the tournament.
Oh yeah.
Take away the Wagner and the Grambling and the Howard and the Montana State from having to play in the first four. Let them be in the tournament. Let them be in March Madness.
Yeah.
Your last eight teams are your first four.
Yeah. And then they would be playing for probably what, like a 10 to 12 seed probably?
Yeah, anywhere between 10 to 12.
Yeah, they did it differently this year. Like, normally the playing game is an 11 seed. This year it's a 10 seed. They're playing.
Well, so I didn't know this. It's anywhere between a 10 and a 12.
Right.
I'll go back to, I think it's about 11 years ago now. If you'll remember, and I know you will because it was Ole Miss related.
Yeah.
Ole Miss had to play
BYU.
BYU. And I think that was that a 12-5?
I think that was 4-11.
Okay. I couldn't remember if it was for 11 or not. But yeah, okay. But there's been a 12-5 first four as well.
Ole Miss won that game, right?
In like double overtime.
Yeah, I remember. They came back.
And then blitzed Wisconsin and then lost to LaSalle in the Southwest Philly floater.
Well, that was the play-in game was a few years after that.
Okay, I forgot. I thought it was the same year.
But no, that was 2013.
Okay.
So remember, that was the year they won the SEC championship and got that that automatic qualifier. Beat Florida. But real quick, I know we got to move on, but just kind of going back, KenPom rankings, Virginia 73, Rob.
Oh,
Virginia 73. They had Utah ahead. They didn't make the tournament. Iowa was ahead, didn't make the tournament. Virginia Tech was ahead, didn't make the tournament. Xavier was ahead. Providence. Seton Hall right here at 63. Kansas State at 68. And then here are some of the teams that were real interesting that did not get in. Wake Forest, 32, Rob. Right behind Mississippi State at 31 in the KenPom. And then you have Pitt at 41. You even have Cincinnati at 39. And then the last one that didn't really get in was Oklahoma at 45.
Yeah.
So I think Pittsburgh should have been in over Virginia.
Well, I think hindsight's 20/20. Anybody should have been in over Virginia. I mean, Virginia is just a terrible, terrible net team.
So I just think that's interesting. Like, what type of rankings are they going by? Like, that's what I'm saying. Are we going by KenPom? Are we going by net rankings? Like, what is kind of the itinerary that we're looking at to get these teams in?
I think it changes every year. I really do. And, you know, you look at a team like Virginia through midway through January, they're comfortably in the tournament and then they just kind of skid. I mean,
yeah. I remember they got beat pretty bad by Duke on the road by like 30. And then from then on, it was kind of a downhill from there.
Well, and you look at them, they really don't have any bad losses. They just don't have any good wins in conference play.
Yeah, Memphis beat them by 23 at home.
That's when Memphis knew what they were doing. That's a different story for a different time.
Yeah. Because I remember Memphis, as a Memphis fan and supporter too, I remember thinking, you know, Virginia, that's a big win. That was the biggest win on their schedule at the time, I thought.
Oh, yeah. At the time, it was definitely the biggest win on the schedule.
It turns out it didn't mean much, you know?
No. But, you know, that's the craziness of the Memphis season.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Do you have any other teams you want to talk about, or do you want to move right into the brackets?
Now,
or?
We'll go ahead and move into the bracket now, Al. So, we talked about it. We're going to start in the East with the number one seed, UConn. I don't really think you're going to have a problem saying UConn's probably going to move on there. I don't think the Stetson Hatters have a strong chance in that one.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the defending national champ in that one too, Rob. I think, Dan Hurley, you have Donovan Klingon. Like, they're a tough team.
And my boy, Alex Caravan, baby.
Christian Newton. They got four guys coming back off that national championship team that, you know, have been there, done that.
Yeah. And so, you know, now we move on to, I think, one of the more interesting games in this pod, FAU Northwestern. You know, FAU, you know, gets to the Final Four last year. Really was not in a huge – I never understood why, but they never were really a quote-unquote right there on the bubble team until literally the last day. And it never made a whole lot of sense why, because when you look at their net, it's not great. I mean, it was 39. It's not bad, but it's not like usually to be a mid-major, quote-unquote, and you know, make it as an at-large, you got to be really, really high. They were not. But I do think they're a good team. I do think they're a team that's made for March. What are kind of your thoughts on this game and FAU in general?
I thought FAU was seeded really high. I thought FAU kind of got seeded based on what they did last season, really.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I thought if you're just – I really think what they did last season played into them getting an 8 seed this year. Like, they have – I think they have some pretty bad losses on their schedule. Yeah, they lost to Bryant, lost to Temple. Like, they lost to Temple in the conference tournament. Like, that's not a good loss at all. I actually have Northwestern in there. As much as I like FAU, I like their team a lot. I actually have Northwestern winning this game.
All right, so I have FAU in that one. Will
ESPN's given FAU 53.3% chance of winning, but it's weird. Northwestern is the favorite.
Yeah, you know what? We're going to go ahead. I'm kind of with you. I think FAU seeded too high. Therefore, we're punishing them here in our bracket on Riding the Pine. We're going Northwestern this game.
Yeah, I like that.
So moving on to what I think is an extremely interesting game. UAB wins the American and now plays San Diego State, the defending national runner-up. A lot to like about this UAB team. I mean, they got some pieces here. I mean, it is not it's not going to be a game where I think San Diego State is just going to run UAB off the floor. I think UAB can give them problems.
Yeah, UAB, one thing about them, UAB can hit, make shots. That's the big thing. Like, they have some guys that can really, really score. So, you know, having a team that can make shots and score and get hot, you know, it makes it interesting in a game like in an NCAA tournament game where it win or go home, you know? So, or win, keep playing, lose or go home.
Well, but Al, you and I both know what's the Achilles of any Andy Kennedy team. They can't play defense. And that's the one thing you're going to have to do against San Diego State. You're going to have to limit their possessions and their offensive rebounds because they are a bit of a throwback team. They want to drag you into the mud a little bit, and they're not going to want to run and gun.
Yeah. And one thing about Andy Kennedy at UAB, one thing he relies on is just constantly changing defenses. Like every possession, running something new, trying to keep the opposing team off balance. But I think San Diego State brings back discipline. They bring back toughness. I think they have the potential to make another run to a Sweet 16, Elite Eight.
I agree, and that's why I did pick them in my bracket.
And I'm gonna pick. I think we're both on the, you know, same page with going with San Diego State in that game for sure.
All right, now we move on. Auburn and Yale. A lot of people really kind of penciled in Princeton was going to be the Ivy League champion. Don't get Mitch Henderson's team upset. Yale, honestly, really gets lucky to be here. Brown led the entire championship, and Yale ends up hitting a buzzer beater to beat them.
56-55, I think.
Yeah, I don't think this is particularly close. I think Auburn wins big.
Yeah, I think Auburn's got too much athleticism. I don't think Yale's the team that, you know, can compete against a team like Auburn.
No.
I love the coach, James Jones. He's a great coach. And Yale has a lot of history in the NCAA tournament, just getting there and being competitive. But I don't think I don't think they're what Princeton did last year. They're not the same Princeton team. You know, Princeton had a great team last year. Yale just doesn't have the horses for Auburn.
No. And so we'll move on. BYU and Duquesne. Now, interesting with Duquesne, or as my girlfriend said, Duquesne. It's a hard one to pronounce. It honestly, I screw it up half the time. But
Duquesne?
Yeah, I thought it was Duquesne. Apparently, it's Duquesne. So I screwed that one up.
All I know is they're the Duquesne Dukes, I guess. Is that how
we're gonna say? Well, you know, the interesting thing about them, they're coached by Keith Dambrot, who is LeBron James's high school coach.
Oh, that's right. That's right. He was at Akron, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was at Akron for years and years and years and went to Duquesne and, you know, is actually announced his retirement this week after they won the A-10 on Sunday. You know, BYU, obviously, you know, BYU coached, I believe, still by Dave Rose, who was the old – he played on that Houston team in 83.
He's not. He's
okay,
not,
it's
not
Mark Pope. Mark Pope now.
Yeah, Mark Pope. Mark Pope came from Utah Valley.
Okay, all right. Well, you know, what he's done with them is incredible. You know, if you want to watch a team shoot a bunch of threes, folks, this is a team that's going to shoot a bunch of threes.
Yeah, if they get hot, if they get hot, they're going to be dangerous, I think.
I agree. I agree. And you know, Duquesne will give them problems. Obviously, I think Duquesne wants to muck it up a bunch. But I think the pace that BYU is going to play with, I think it's going to be too much. And look, I'll say this. They're not a great road team, although they do have a road win at Kansas. That kind of is devalued now. But I got BYU in this one.
Yeah, I got BYU too. To be honest, I don't know much about you know, the A-10 besides Dayton. I'd watched a few games, but from what it sounds like, I guess we're going to say how it's supposed to be pronounced, Duquesne, the Duquesne Dukes. I guess they kind of like to slow the game down. So it's going to be two very kind of polar opposite teams. And I'm looking right now, adjusted offensive efficiency, BYU is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 11th in the country in offense. So,
okay.
KenPom. So they're going to score. They're going to score the ball, and they're going to – I think if they get hot in this tournament, that's going to be a team to look out for.
I agree. And so, Al, we move on now. Illinois-Morehead State. I've actually seen a lot of people on the Morehead State wagon here, and I think it's solely due to Riley Minix for Morehead State, averaging about 21 a ball game. 21 and 10. I don't know a whole lot about them, just being honest with you. I mean, I don't – the last time I really remember paying a lot of attention to Morehead State was when they had Ken Freed. You know, I know a lot more about Indiana with Terrence Shannon, Marcus Domus. You know, I think they're – and they just won the Big Ten. Here's the thing. They allow a bunch of points. I think that would be your worry.
So they lost to Alabama by 32. They lost to Purdue by 30, lost to Penn State by 23, and lost to Indiana by 1. Those are kind of the big-name teams that they played in the non-conference.
And is this Indiana or Illinois you're talking about?
No, this is Morehead.
Okay, all right.
So, I mean, based on them getting beat by Purdue by 30, I mean, I think Illinois – I mean, I know there's the NCAA tournament, anything can happen, but I think Illinois has what they need to win this game.
I agree 100%. I do. So we'll both agree on Illinois there. Now we move on to Washington State and Drake. I think this is a wildly entertaining game. I know a little bit about Washington State. Mississippi State played them early in the year in Uncasville, Connecticut, Hall of Fame Classic. You know, they're not that.
Beat them?
Yeah, we beat them. Beat them by, I think, 12 or 13. One of our better wins of the year. You know, they're a team that, you know, they can play both styles. I think they still like to get up a little bit, but if you drag them into the mud, I think they're going to have trouble. I think Drake can do that. And I don't think Washington State has a guy who can guard Tucker DeVries and keep him from getting, you know, 25, 28 points. That's the reason I'm picking Drake in this game.
Yeah, I picked Drake in mine as well, and I agree with you. I'm going with Drake. Then again, I'm just looking at KenPom rankings. We have Washington State at 42. You know who's ahead of them, Rob?
Well, there's about 41 teams ahead of them.
Pittsburgh. I'm talking about teams that didn't make it. Pittsburgh, and then you have St. John's at 26, and then you have Wake Forest at 32. And even Dayton. So, I guess, did Washington State, were they were second in the Pac-12 this year, right?
Yeah, they were 14-6 in conference. They probably have the most impressive season sweep of the year with their season sweep over Arizona.
Okay, so those two wins got them in. I need to look. I didn't see where they beat them twice.
Well, those two wins, you know, they beat Utah at home. They beat Colorado. They won at Oregon. That's a quad one win.
Yeah.
So, they have some quad one wins.
Yeah, but this will be interesting. They actually have Drake. ESPN Analytics have Drake as a 50.3% chance to winning. And then I don't know. I guess this is Vegas odds by ESPN Bet. Washington State 1.5-point favorite. But I agree. I like us going with Drake in that game.
So I'll move now to the last game, which is going to be Iowa State and I believe
South Dakota State.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to be much. Sure, I don't think it's going to be much discussion. I think Iowa State wins that big.
Yeah, isn't it funny though how the committee always does? Like they, TJ Otzelberger was at South Dakota State. You know, they always do something like this. Kind of like what we'll see with the Tennessee potentially going to be playing Texas in that round of 32. You know,
yeah.
I almost picked Iowa State to win it all. I think they are a really, really, really good basketball team.
I'll give you my reasoning for not picking them to get to the Final Four. Besides the fact that they'd have to go through who I think is the best team in the tournament, in Connecticut. I can't get that game they played last year in the round of 64 out of my head. The game they played against Pitt, and I think it was 40-something points. Pitt beat them like 30.
Yeah.
Can't get it out of my head. So, I think they're a good team. I think they are improved from last year, but hard to trust them fully.
Yeah, they can really guard. I know they can really defend, but I think Iowa State wins big.
So, we'll move on to the second round now. UConn, Northwestern.
Yep.
Again, I just think UConn has too many horses. I think they just have too many horses. I don't think they can be beaten in the first three rounds. Auburn could give them a lot of problems, but I think UConn is going to have to beat themselves to not be in Phoenix when we're there the first weekend of April.
Yeah, I think UConn, trying to gather my thoughts here. I think UConn has, like, it's amazing. They have, like, for their one or their point guard, they have, like, a great sub that can come in for them. You know, like, they have 10 guys that can really play at any given time. And they have a substitute for every position that is a quality player. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think that's what makes them national championship, you know, material is obviously they're good, but they just have depth, and they have depth when they need to, when they need it in certain situations to kind of get them out of some trouble. So maybe you have a guy in foul trouble. They're gonna have somebody off the bench that can come in and make up for that. And I think that's what you got to have in these tournaments.
I agree. So next game on the list is going to be San Diego State Auburn.
Yeah.
I think this could be a wildly entertaining game.
I think that might could actually be the game of the tournament right there. I really do.
I agree. And this is when I think experience is going to take over. I think San Diego State getting to where they did last year, winning how they did, I think they beat Auburn. I think they win. I think they can match Auburn's physicality, which I don't think a lot of teams can do in this tournament. They can match Auburn's physicality, and they can guard them.
That's what I was going to say. I think San Diego State has the athleticism and the size and the strength to really hang with Auburn.
So are you going with San Diego State in this one?
Yeah, I love that pick. I love that pick. So let me tell you this real quick, Rob. Defensive efficiency, Auburn is fourth in the country. San Diego State, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth in the country. So, I mean, that's going to be – those teams are going to be battling.
Yeah, I think it's like you said. I think that can be one of the games of the tournament right there, Sunday afternoon.
And for anybody listening, these rankings are coming from KenPom.com. So I'm not just throwing them out of nowhere. These are all according to KenPom, which is what people – I think every Division I coach is going to be – referring to, don't you think, Rob?
Yeah, I think, you know, you're going to see the two rankings you're going to hear mentioned the most for the next month are KenPom and the net ranking.
Yeah.
And I don't really think you're going to hear a lot about the net ranking now that teams are in the field. I think it's mostly you're just going to be hearing about KenPom, the adjusted efficiency stuff.
Yeah. They're trying to determine who they want to
– Yeah.
Who they think is going to win.
So we'll move on now to BYU Illinois. I struggled on this because I think Illinois at full strength playing their best basketball.
Yeah.
I think they're one of the better teams in the country. However, I think BYU can make teams play the way they want to play better than Illinois can.
Yeah.
That's why I'm picking BYU in this one.
You going BYU?
I'm going like BYU.
That. No, I like that. I like that. A six seed, like one of these six seeds is probably like one of these higher seeds. I'm saying it doesn't have to be a six, but one of these higher seeds is gonna make the Sweet 16. Like it's not gonna just be just one, two, threes, and four seeds all making it. You know what I mean?
Oh, well, don't worry. I've got a few of them. That's coming in later brackets.
I think BYU, I think that's a good pick over Illinois. I know one year I picked Illinois to win it all after they won the big Ten championship.
Oh, don't worry.
They got beat by Loyola in the second round.
Yeah, I think I picked them to get to the Final Four of the national championship. They got beat. That's about like the year I picked Michigan State to get the national championship. They got beat by Middle in the first round. Giddy said like 30.
I think Illinois, what Terrence Shannon Jr. is their go-to guy, right?
Yeah, he is.
So, I think BYU coming from the Big 12, maybe you don't think of BYU maybe being like the tough, hard-nosed team, like defensively, but I think they are. I think they are a hard-nosed team. Like you don't go into Allen Fieldhouse and win if you're not a tough team.
Well, here's the thing. They're 3-7 on the road, and everybody wants to bring that out, but they're 4-1 on neutral courts. So,
yeah.
You know, this is not going to be – I mean, this is in Omaha. And so you can say what you want, but I don't think Illinois is going to have a huge presence there.
No, I like that pick. I like BYU. I like BYU over Illinois getting the Sweet 16.
So now we'll move to the Sweet 16, a rematch of the national championship.
We got Drake. Don't forget, we got Drake, Iowa State.
Oh, my bad. We got Drake and Iowa State.
Two Iowa teams.
Yeah, I picked Iowa State. I think what they're doing right now, I think they have the people who can guard Drake. I think that's my thing. I think they can throw enough people at Tucker DeVries that they can slow him enough that he's not going to make enough of a difference.
And they're coming into the tournament with a lot of confidence. And you can't.
They are. They are.
I mean, that matters, you know?
It does. It does. So now we'll move to the Sweet 16 of UConn and San Diego State, a rematch of the national championship.
That might be a tough game.
It's going to be a tough game, but I don't think it's going to be any different. I still got the same team that won last year. I got UConn. As I said, I think they're the most complete team in this tournament, and they're going to have to do something to beat themselves to not make the national championship.
Yeah, I think I don't want to turn this into a just break down UConn for the next hour and talk about their offense and defense, but their offensive game is just unreal. Just the way they move the ball, the way they share the ball, just the kind of the sets they run shows how well coached they are. And they know, like, when they're in a bind, they need a basket, they know they're getting the ball to. You know what I mean? And they're getting the ball inside to Donovan Clingan. So, you know, he's their Sanogo this year, and I think he has what it takes to get them to Phoenix for sure.
So now we'll go to the bottom side, BYU, Iowa State, a little Big 12 matchup. You know, you can pull from what, you know, they did against Iowa State. BYU beat Iowa State pretty big in Provo. They only lost by 5 against Iowa State in Ames.
And had them beat. They were up by 10-plus most of that game.
I think this could be one of the harder games to pick in the tournament if it comes to this point.
Yeah.
Who
are you going to go with?
You said it earlier. You said, you know, how you're playing late matters. I think it does.
I like Iowa State.
And that's why I got Iowa State. I wanted to pick BYU, but it's like you said, I think how you're playing matters. That's why I got Iowa State. So I think we're in agreement on that as we move to the Elite Eight, and it's UConn and Iowa State, and I have been harping on it since we started these picks. UConn is going to have to do something to beat themselves. I don't think they do. I think they make it back to the Final Four, and they'll be in Phoenix.
Yeah. I think one thing, like, I know Iowa State blew out Houston, but Houston did not play well offensively. They still held Iowa State under 70 in that game. And I think if UConn holds Iowa State under 60 or under 70 or under 65, like, UConn's been scoring 90-100 points this year. Like, they can really score. I think UConn wins that game.
All right, Al, as we move now to the West Regional.
Let's go.
North Carolina and Wagner. I don't think we're going to have any dissension on this one. I think North Carolina's probably going to roll in this one.
I don't think we have any 16 over ones this year.
Not that we know of, we don't. But then again, I don't think anybody thought Farley Dickinson was going to win last year either. I'd love it. Personally, I'd love it if Wagner gave him a heck of a game. But, you know.
I think we're both going to pick North Carolina. I agree with Carolina in that game.
So, the second game, obviously, I have a rooting interest in. Mississippi State takes on Michigan State. We talked about this Michigan State team earlier. You know,
I'm curious to see who's favored in that game.
They opened as a 2.5-point favorite. I think it's all the way to Mississippi State now as a 1.
Oh, this is crazy. They have Michigan State as a – this is ESPN. This makes no sense. They have Michigan State as a 60.8% chance of winning.
Well, that's good. I hope everybody tells our team that. So, yeah.
I don't agree with that at all. I don't know what – I watched Michigan State. Yeah, they battled Purdue. There's nothing special about them, though, you know?
No, and look, here's the thing with Mississippi State. If Josh Hubbard is hitting, they're going to win. If he's not, it could be a long day for the Bulldogs. I think it's that simple. You know, Cam Matthews and DJ Jeffries are going to shut down whoever you're trying to get the ball to. Mississippi State is going to have a massive rebounding advantage. I don't know if you've seen that number. It's way skewed in Mississippi State's favor. I think Mississippi State could win the rebounding. If Mississippi State does not win the rebounding, you know, battle by 15 boards, they may not win this ball. That's why I got Mississippi State winning. I think it comes down to offensive boards. And if Josh Hubbard's hitting, and I just have to believe he's going to be hitting it this time of year.
Yeah, well, I'm looking at adjusted offense efficiency. Mississippi State has a better offense.
I know we have a better – I think we have a better defense. I'm not sure. It could be close. Michigan State's got a pretty good defense.
Yeah, it's close. I mean, Michigan State's ninth. And Mississippi State's 18th defensive efficiency.
So from what it looks like, Mississippi State can score more than Michigan State. I think I like State in that game. I really do.
All right, so we move on now to the 5-12 matchup, St. Mary's Grand Canyon. This is a game. I told you this.
Oh, you want to pick Grand Canyon?
I want to pick Grand Canyon, but, you know, I told you this the other day. I think the country is about to be introduced to Ty and Grant Foster. I think he's going to shoot up the NBA draft boards due to this tournament. You know, say what you want about Bryce Drew. He got screwed at Vanderbilt. You can't ever make me not think he got screwed at Vanderbilt. This is a guy that's 91-31 here at Grand Canyon.
Yeah.
You know, I like Randy Bennett a lot. I think Randy Bennett is a heck of a coach. And what he's doing this year with St. Mary's, this is the type of stuff he does.
So I'm looking, they beat New Mexico State by 14. This is St. Mary's.
Yeah.
Lost to Weber State. Lost to San Diego State by 25. Lost to Xavier by 17. Lost to Boise by 3. And Utah by 7. I actually, in my bracket, I picked St. Mary's. And I picked St. Mary's to beat College of Charleston over Bama. But I think Grand Canyon has as much chance to win this game as, you know, I think they got a great chance to win the game.
So I went with Grand Canyon.
Go with Grand Canyon. I'm cool with that. All right. Love that.
Because we're going to go with your pick the next game, because you picked Charleston and I picked Alabama. I have no feel for this game whatsoever. I told you this yesterday. Bama is the type of team that could either go to the Final Four or they could get beat in the first round.
I think Sears. If Sears gets hot, it could be a long game for Charleston.
I think my fear with Bama, if I'm picking Bama, if I'm betting on Bama, is that, look, they're playing at high altitude. They're playing out in Spokane. College Charleston's playing there too, but Charleston, I think, can win in other ways. Bama, if they are not hitting the three, they can't win. If it's not falling, they're not winning. So
yeah, I'm looking at Charleston's schedule. Their schedule worries me a little bit when they play. The more I think about it, them against Bama, they lost to Duquesne 90-72, lost to Vermont by 9, lost to Wyoming by 7, beat Iona only by 2, lost to Florida Atlantic by 16. But I think Charleston is well coached, and I think they can shoot the ball well. So,
and Charleston hasn't lost in over a month.
That's right.
Emma just lost in the SEC tournament. Charleston hasn't lost since February the 1st.
Obviously, teams get better throughout the year. And I think Alabama's defense is going to hurt them in this tournament.
Oh, well, their defense is going to hurt them whoever they play. But, you know, I struggled with it because I actually, in my instant reaction, I picked College of Charleston. Yeah. I went back and picked Bama, and I have them in my bracket, but I'm not very confident about it.
I think in this game, though, do you want to go with Bama or do you want to go with College of Charleston?
I, you know, we went with the pick I wanted last pick, so we're going to go with Charleston. If you got them in your bracket, we're going to go Charleston here.
All right, let's go Charleston. Why not? I mean, someone's going to get beat.
Correct.
You know, someone that – I mean, that's the tough thing about it. Like, you know, you gotta know that you're not going to have a perfect bracket. It ain't going to happen as much as your hopes are, gonna, you know, for it. But someone that's supposed to win big is going to get beat. And it's going to happen tomorrow at some point. I'd say it's going to happen tomorrow with State and Michigan State first game.
Yeah, exactly. Like that.
The whole world, obviously, like you said, ESPN 60% chance Michigan State. I don't see it happening tomorrow. I don't.
Well, again, so we're going to go Charleston here. So move on to Clemson, New Mexico.
This game really, if I could go on Friday, I would love to see this game right here. Just to see New Mexico. Like, they're a fun team.
Is this being played in Memphis?
In Memphis, yeah. Okay. I wish I could go.
I mean, this is the game that everybody has circled. That they say this is the definite upset. You know, 50% of the time, that works out really well for the team that is the lower seed. The other 50%, they get waxed off the floor. So
yeah, I don't think that's really an upset, New Mexico over Clemson, do you?
I don't either, just because, you know, you look at New Mexico. I mean, this is a team that kind of lost their way in the middle part of the season. And, I mean, recovered in a strong way. Goes 4-4 days to win their conference tournament. They take out all doubt. You know, that's the type of stuff you like. And you talked about it earlier. You know, playing well with this time of the year. And so, I'm kind of like you. I think it means something. And that's why I have New Mexico in this one.
And then that Jalen House can really shoot it.
He can, and, you know, then they got JT Toppin down low. They have, you know.
Mal Mashburn, Jr.
Yeah, that made me feel old.
They have some guys on that team. Is JT Toppin, that's Obi Toppin's brother, right? It's
his brother. And then you're Donovan Dent, the point guard. I think that's a name that a lot of people don't know that they're going to be introduced to, you know, this month. I got New Mexico in this one.
Yeah, I like New Mexico, too. I like that. I like them in that game.
So we'll move on now to Baylor and Colgate. I picked Colgate last year in my bracket. I thought they were going to beat Texas.
Yeah.
They didn't. Therefore, I'm not picking them this year. I got Baylor and Scott Drew.
Yeah, I got Baylor. I think Baylor, and again, this is just kind of maybe the coaching side of me coming out. Baylor has the ability to change defenses. And they play that zone defense sometimes, that little like 1-1-3, and they give teams a lot of trouble. So I think them in a tournament setting, they're dangerous when they can change their defense and they can kind of junk the game up. I think, you know, in a game where maybe they shouldn't win, I think they have a chance to win because of their coaching.
Well, and look, here's the stat. Baylor scores 80.5 a ball game. Colgate allows 63 a ball game. So one of those stats is about to be skewed one way or the other.
Yeah.
If Colgate can muck it up, they got a shot. I don't believe they can. I think Baylor beats them.
Yeah, Baylor's got too much athleticism, too much size.
Okay, now Dayton, Nevada.
I like the Wolfpack.
I like the Wolfpack in this. I think Dayton's overseeded. I don't think they were deserving of a 7 seed. You know, this committee made a lot of weird decisions. I almost would have switched it. If you would have told me Nevada was the 7, Dayton was the 10, I don't think I would have batted an eye at that. I don't see how Dayton's seeded a 7.
I think A&M beating Kentucky twice could have gotten them a 7.
Yeah. And I think the way A&M collapsed in their tournament, I think that cost them a seed line.
You think A&M, really?
I think them collapsing the way they did in the SEC tournament semifinals, I think that cost them the seed line. I think that's
against Florida.
Yeah, I think they probably could have been. What are they? Are they a 9 or an 8?
They're a 9. Yeah, but I just thought They're an athlete. I think they're a dangerous team.
No, A&M is a nine because they went through a five-game stretch where they lost at Vanderbilt, at Alabama, to Arkansas at home, at Tennessee, and South Carolina at home. That's the sole reason why they're in the position.
Yeah. If you lose to Vanderbilt, that's a bad loss.
Yeah, and that's a net 202 loss.
Yeah. Where are you finding the net rankings?
I'm on Warren Nolan.
Oh, okay. I need to look at those.
I just had it pulled up. But, you know, back to this game that we're talking about, Dayton and Nevada. I'm with you. I got Nevada.
I like Nevada. I really do. They haven't been to the Sweet 16 since Musselman. I was actually at that game. I was at the game that got them to the Sweet 16 against Cincinnati when they came back and won in Nashville.
Caleb and Cody Martin.
Yeah, they had the Martin brothers. They were tough. But I think Nevada is very well coached. Steve Alford. I like Coach Steve Alford, and I like Nevada in this game. I really do. I think they can score the ball. I think a lot of people throw some heat at the Mountain West because they're always like they get in the tournament, but they don't show up. But I think Nevada wins too.
So we'll move to the last game, Arizona Long Beach State. I'd love to see Long Beach State win this because their coach is just hilarious.
I'm rooting for them hard.
I mean, if this is a guy that's going to be unemployed by like for 8 seconds. Like he is not going to be unemployed very long.
Did you see the video where he said that this is like a Seinfeld episode? Did you see that?
Yeah, did you see him today in the press conference? He said, I don't really want to do this, and they can't fire me. So what's next, opening statement?
Well, he said, I'm doing this for free. So if you ask me, I don't have to answer your questions or something.
Yeah, it was like he said, I feel like I'm in a Seinfeld episode. I feel like I'm George Costanza, who keeps trying to get fired. I would love Long Beach to win this, but they're not. Arizona's going to win. Caleb Love is too much. So we'll move on now. North Carolina, Mississippi State, round 32. This is an interesting game for a lot of reasons. Any other year, I would say North Carolina is – I mean, I watch every Mississippi State game, so I know our team pretty well. Every other year, I would say North Carolina is going to give us a lot of problems. I think this is the year – Hubert Davis did it to his credit. He retooled this team to be more defensive, play more inside out. And that plays right into Mississippi State's hands. It does. Baycott will be a load. R.J. Davis, again, it's one of those things where, okay, North Carolina's got one really good guard in R.J. Davis. Mississippi State's got two guys in both, whether it be Cam Matthews, whether it be D.J. Jeffries. I think the big thing here is if Baycott gets Tolu Smith in foul trouble, Mississippi State's in a world of trouble because there is a drop-off there from Smith to Bell. I picked Mississippi State in my bracket, Homer, obviously. My feeling there is I've seen what Josh Hubbard can do, and I don't want this to come off as comparing him to this person, but he has Steph Curry irrational confidence where he can just – it doesn't matter if he's 0 for 8, he's going to shoot the next two.
Yeah, short memory.
Yeah.
Which is what you got to have as a shooter. And definitely when you're smaller, like you got to be unconscious, really.
And I would love Mississippi State to win this game. And I picked them in my bracket to win this game. But I think North Carolina can throw too much at you. I think they're too deep. I think they're too talented. And they can score from so many different areas. So for that reason, I would pick North Carolina.
Yeah, I like North Carolina in this game just because of Baycott. And I think they have something to prove. I think they're coming into it hungry. I think them maybe even losing to NC State in the championship of the ACC is kind of like Houston wake up call. Like, hey, like we gotta let's show up with some fight in us, which they were going to anyway.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, I would not want to be North Carolina. If I'm North Carolina and I see Michigan State, I'm way more confident. I really am to get the Sweet 16. But if I see Michigan State, I think that's a totally different game.
And I think I've seen a lot of North Carolina fans with that same mentality of, man, if we get Michigan State, this is clear sailing. But if we get Mississippi State, we're going to be in a rock fight.
Yeah, because Tolu Smith, I will say what Tolu Smith can do, this is one more kind of, just quick point to kind of talk with what you were saying, Rob, which were all really, really good points, great points. I think one thing that Tolu Smith can do to Baycott is pull him away from the rim. You know what I mean? Like, Tolu Smith has that ability, around the 15-foot mark to make that shot, but also to, beat Baycott off the dribble. So that it's going to be interesting to see, maybe matchup-wise, if we get to that point, maybe who, how the coaches decide, what player on which player,
Well, and it's gonna be totally whose style gets established early. Is it going to be Mississippi State style of we're going to bang you inside, we're going to try to get Baycott in foul trouble, or is it going to be North Carolina pulling Smith away from the basket, putting him in pick and rolls with Davis and their guards, and being able to drive the bucket? So I think that's going to be an interesting thing.
I think Cormac Ryan's the next factor in that game. I don't know if State, I know you've seen him more. I don't know if State kind of has that like player that like you don't always need him to score, but like when he's, if he's hitting three or four threes a game, like it's just kind of like a dagger in the heart.
And again, I think that can be two people for Mississippi State. You look at, can it be Deshaun Davis, the point guard? His three-point shooting has gone way up this year. Or can it be Shaquille Moore? Shaquille Moore can do that. And again, that's the thing for Mississippi State. You know what Hubbard's going to give you. You're pretty sure what Tolu Smith's going to give you. What can that Deshaun Davis give you? What can that DJ Jeffries give you? What can that Shaquille Moore give you? For me, I think the X factor is Cam Matthews. If Cam Matthews can give you a performance like he did against Tennessee, Mississippi State could get to the Final Four. I truly believe that.
Yeah.
If you can't, but like I said, I'm picking North Carolina. I think they have too many horses.
Yeah, I like North Carolina in that game.
So we'll move on now to we said it's going to be Grand Canyon and Charleston.
I'm going with Grand Canyon. If that game happens, I'm going with Grand Canyon.
Yeah, I think Grand Canyon is, they're playing out west. They're from out west. The game's out west. They're going to be better in that altitude. I got Grand Canyon in that one.
We got Grand Canyon, the Sweet 16.
Yeah. Now New Mexico and Baylor. I think this is another one of those games that it's going to be a very, very interesting game in the second round. I look at the second round, Al, and you can add your points in. I think this may be the best chance we get at some of these great second round matchups. Maybe some of the best second round games we've seen in quite a while.
So Saturday and Sunday is going to be – it's going to be wild.
It is. I agree 100%. Oh. I'll be honest, Al, I got New Mexico. I think what Richard Pitino has built there in his short time there, I think they got the horses to run with a Baylor, and I think they can make enough stops. I'll tell you, Al, if you can, I'd get down to FedEx Forum for that one because that could be a very, very interesting
game. I really want to go Sunday.
I think that could be a great game.
That's in the back of my mind is trying to get down there Sunday, because there'd be two really good games. I think Houston, obviously we'll get to that in a minute. Houston moves on playing A&M or Nebraska. But I think Baylor playing either New Mexico or Clemson, those would be two really, really good games. But I like us going with New Mexico in that game. I think New Mexico can make shots.
I agree. Last game, Arizona, Nevada.
I like Arizona.
I do too. I think Caleb Love is going to be too much for a lot of teams in this tournament, and I think he's too much for Nevada.
And I think, then again, I think Arizona, the whole offseason, they were training because they knew, man, we lost to Princeton. We were a 2 seed last year. we're in the same boat. We lost to a Princeton team who ultimately made it to the Final Four or the Sweet 16. Princeton was a 15 last year in the Sweet 16, right?
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's crazy. But I think Arizona, I think I actually, I like Arizona's chances to make it to the Final Four this year.
I do too. So now we'll go the Sweet 16, North Carolina, Grand Canyon. I mean, you know, I would love to pick Grand Canyon here and say they get to the Elite Eight. It doesn't
the two Arizona teams.
Yeah, right? You know, you get Arizona and Arizona team for the right to go back to Arizona to the Final Four.
That'd be pretty cool.
It doesn't happen. North Carolina wins. I got the
Lower Hill. I like Carolina.
And then we have Arizona and New Mexico. I would, again, I think Richard Pitino has a hell of a team there at New Mexico. I don't think they're going to win. I think, again, it's Arizona. And we get Arizona. North Carolina, Arizona for the right to go to Phoenix. And I think you said it earlier. I mean, look, if we get this matchup, this is going to be great. It's Caleb Love back against North Carolina for the right to go back to the Final Four.
I like Arizona.
I like Arizona. I think Arizona gets it done. And I think we get Arizona-UConn for the – I think they put that prime time. I think that's the second game. But what a game is Saturday night in Phoenix to get that.
That would be – because we'll be there. We will be at that game. Imagine UConn-Arizona Final Four game. That would be nuts.
So now we'll move on to the South Regional. We got Houston and Longwood. Al, I don't think we have any concerns here. I think Houston's going to roll.
Longwood, though, making a statement in the – I don't know, what conference are they in?
I have no clue.
They play in Radford's conference. What conference is that? Big South. Yeah, Big South.
Big South? Okay. You could have fooled me. I think it's Asheville.
UNC Asheville is normally the team that gets out of that conference.
Yeah, well, this time it's Longwood getting out. I think Houston is going to be hungry. I agree. I think Houston knows the chance they squandered last year to be in the Final Four in Houston. I think their goal is to get back to the Final Four for the first time since 1984, when they had to play Georgetown.
Who beat Houston last year?
San Diego State.
That's right. No, that's right.
Was it San Diego State or was it Miami? I think it was Miami.
It was Miami. That was Miami. Because Miami.
San Diego State beat Bama.
Okay. Miami. Because didn't Miami kind of put it on them?
Oh, yeah. Beat them by 15 or 16, I think. I don't think it was very close.
That's right. You're right. It was Miami.
So now out Nebraska, Texas A&M. You said it earlier when we were talking about this Memphis kind of pod. I think this is going to be a great basketball game.
What are you liking this? Like, I like that Nebraska has Brett Hoiberg. I like that. And I like that they have a guy, they got guys that can really shoot the three. But then on the other side, you have A&M, who is like, you watch A&M, that team's super athletic and long.
Well, so I'll tell you, I know a little bit about the A&M team due to the fact Anderson Garcia.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Him.
That's a Mississippi State guy. And I think A&M is hungry to get another shot.
I like Wade Taylor, too.
Yeah, Wade Taylor. I think you want to talk about a game where one player could be different.
Radford? Is it Redford or Radford? 23.
I think it's Radford. I know the guy you're talking about.
They're good.
If you're talking about a player that's going to make a difference, I think it's Wade Taylor. That's why I have A&M.
Yeah, I like A&M too.
But I cannot wait for the electric calls when Kisi Tominaga hits a three for Nebraska.
Left-handed.
So now we'll move on. Wisconsin gets the Dukes.
You know who I want to pick in this?
You know who I'm picking in this.
We going the Dukes?
I'm going with the 31-3 who have lost one time in 2024, James Madison Dukes.
Let's go. And
they've lost three times in 2024. They just hadn't lost since January 27th.
Their coach is speaking this year at that convention, so that'll be a...
He may not be the James Madison coach after the convention, during the convention either. He may be at West Virginia.
Yeah, or Louisville.
Yeah, I think that's Dusty May's job to take. Yeah. We'll talk about that. That's probably going to be one of our conversations when we're in Glendale for the Final Four. As I said, I got James Madison in this one.
I like James Madison too.
We got Duke and Vermont.
This is an interesting game too.
I'm glad you said that because I have looked at this game a lot of different ways.
The Catamounts, right?
This Vermont team is good. This Vermont team is good. They have lost one time in 2024. They lost on the road at NJIT, which make that one make sense. I mean, they've beaten every other team.
They're always good. Vermont's always in the NCAA tournament. You remember when Vermont beat – who they beat that one year in the NCAA tournament?
I don't know, but I know the year you're talking about.
Bucknell beat Kansas.
Yeah.
Obviously, Lehigh beat Duke.
Yeah.
Vermont beat somebody.
I'm on there. Yeah, well, they must not have beaten anybody because it just says the round of 64. Unless it was before their guy they got now, John Becker. Maybe it was before John Becker.
Yeah, it has. They beat somebody one year, I remember.
But I mean, you know, this
is. Are we going with Vermont over Duke?
Man, I'd love to, but
I think Duke's going to win.
Picking against Duke burned me last year because I really believed that Oral Roberts was going to beat him. And so
didn't they kill Oral Roberts last year?
Oral Roberts didn't score for like the first 8 minutes of the ballgame. I don't think they had a field goal. So that pick didn't work out, to say the least. But no, I Duke in this one. I think Filipowski is going to be too much to handle. And I'll tell you this. You better get Duke this year because you're not getting them next year.
Oh, yeah.
What they have coming.
Yeah. I think Duke has the guards, though, to go pretty deep, really.
I believe they do, too. Unfortunately, they'll have to go through Houston.
Proctor and McCain. Like, they got guys
that
make shots.
We'll get to that one later. So now we'll go to Texas Tech, NC State.
This game actually, to be honest, is pretty appealing to me. Like,
I agree.
I didn't know who to pick. I picked NC State in my bracket, but I think Texas Tech has. I think Texas Tech they kind of have a tournament, an NCAA tournament type team that can make a tough, hard nose, kind of streaky. Like, so I kind of like Tech in this game.
I agree. I like Tech, but I tell you, when the bracket first came out, I was, oh, Tech's going to kill them. It won't even be close. And then you start looking at it, and you start looking at it, and you're like, well, you know what? This NC State team is not that bad. You know, you look at their record, it's 22-14. They obviously had to win, what, 5 in 5 days to get to the
– Yeah. They kind of are pulling the 83 team, what they did.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, you look at – But I mean, look at the games. So for NC State, so you look at their losses. They don't really just have a loss that sticks out to you like, man, that's a bad loss.
Yeah.
Like, okay, they lost at Ole Miss. That ended up not being a great loss, but at the time it was a quad one loss.
Yeah.
They lose by 9 against Tennessee in a neutral site. You know, they lose to Virginia Tech at home. They lose at Virginia in overtime. They lose by 9 to North Carolina. You know, they're never really blown out. And so it was
a hot game. Again, they're a hot team.
It was a tougher game for me to pick than I thought it would be. However, I think they spent all their bullets last week. I don't think they have anything left.
Yeah.
And, you know, hey, I like Kevin Keats a lot. I think he's a great coach. I think he's going to be able to scheme well. But I have a hard time picking against Texas Tech. I think defense travels, and that's why I got Grant McCaslin and the Red Raiders in this
game. Yeah, I like Texas Tech. I picked NC State in one of my brackets, so actually, but I think Tech. I think I should have picked Tech. I think they're going to win.
Yeah, so we'll go now to Kentucky and Oakland.
Oakland's not a bad team.
Oakland's not a bad team, and Kentucky is the most Jekyll and Hyde tournament team we've seen. However,
under Cal for sure.
I think with Reed Sheppard, I think with Rob Dillingham, I think with DeJuan Wagner Jr., with the Reeves kid, I think they got too many voices.
Yeah.
I think, and from what I've seen from Reed Sheppard, he can bail them out of a lot of stuff. Now, I don't think Oakland can do it. And look, I'll say this. I think Kentucky got a hell of a draw, by the way. I think they may have gotten one of the better draws in the tournament.
Yeah, I agree. It's very favorable. Because when we get to it, I don't think Marquette's that great, Rob. And we'll talk more about that in a little bit.
Yeah, so I got Kentucky in that one.
Yeah, I like Kentucky too.
So now we'll go to Florida and the winner of this game right here that's going on. Al, I'll be honest. Right now I have Florida on my bracket.
Yeah.
I want to see who wins this game, though. I'm going to be honest with you. I want to see who wins this game because I believe Colorado could beat Florida. I don't know that Boise State can.
Didn't that guy for Florida, that big, get hurt?
Yeah, he's out for the tournament. I mean, he tore his leg all
loss. That's a big loss. That's a really big – and I didn't know about that. I actually have Florida in the Sweet 16. Then again, I thought like a guy like Walter Clayton, someone like that could get hot. You know what I mean? So
here's the X factor for Florida. Will Riley Kugel show up? If Riley Kugel shows up, Florida could get to the Sweet 16.
Yeah.
But where the hell has he been all year? This guy was a freshman all-SEC player, and his minutes just were crazy varying this year under Todd Golden. If he can get going, I think Florida could get to the second weekend. But Colorado's a good team. They really are, but right now we'll say Florida.
Okay, that's
Florida. I want to say who wins this game.
See, that's the tough thing about, you know, trying to figure out, like, when you're picking a game against a play-in game, like, it really matters who wins that play-in game. Because, like, I know in the past, I remember, like, I think Syracuse as a play-in got pretty deep in the NCAA tournament.
They made the Final Four.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember.
That was when they had Michael Carter Williams.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, Colorado's got three NBA players on their team. They've got three guys who may be either first or second round picks on their team. Like, that's a dangerous team to play with two days notice, basically.
Yeah. What's 23's name for them again?
For Colorado.
He's the one everybody likes.
Yeah, I can't remember. Hold on, let me see. If you said it, I would know it, but I'm not 100% sure on it right now. Let me see.
I got it right here.
Is it the Tristan Da Silva kid?
Yeah, Da Silva. I couldn't think of his name. Yeah, it's Da Silva.
Well, he's a good player. But, you know, again, right now I'll say Florida. And look, like we said, Florida, Walter Clayton Jr. is a heck of a player. I think he can carry them to a certain extent. But,
yeah,
you know, we just got to see. Again, I think Riley Kugel's the X factor. And then we go Marquette, Western Kentucky. I don't really have any.
Western Kentucky, not a bad team. But I think Marquette. But I guess it's Marquette. Are those guys playing for Marquette? Are they going to play?
What everybody's saying is Kolick's going to play.
Okay. I think Marquette gets past Western Kentucky.
Yeah.
So
now
they battled UConn even without Kolick. So
yeah, they did. They did. Houston, A&M.
A&M got down by them big
and came back.
They played at the Toyota Center, and A&M came back and almost won that game. But I got Houston going deep, Rob. I like them.
Yeah, I got Houston. James Madison and Duke. I think Duke is lucky here. They get James Madison, a team they can play with. They're going to be able to outsize. I got Duke in this one.
Yeah. Tech and Kentucky. That's an interesting game.
Interesting matchup because Grant McCaslin is defense, defense, defense. And this Kentucky team, they don't know – they don't know how to spell defense, much less play it. But I think they can get into a track meet and win, mostly because Texas Tech's going to be playing in, you know, Rupp Arena, whatever direction they're playing in.
Yeah.
And, you know, I got Kentucky.
Yeah, I like Kentucky too.
And then Florida Marquette. You know, you brought up an interesting point with, you know, Marquette getting the players back. I think that can screw Marquette up as much as anything. And I'll be honest, I actually might pick Florida.
I picked Florida over Marquette in my bracket.
You know, and I think Marquette's a good team. I think they probably would be about a 6-point favorite against Florida. But look, it's like we've said, you know, Walter Clayton Jr. can be an X factor for Florida.
Yeah.
He really can. And I really got a lot of faith in Florida. I just think they can give – I really believe they can give them a lot of problems.
Yeah. You know?
And then, you know, you add in a guy like Zion Pullen. Can Zion Pullen, you know, step up for Florida?
Yeah.
If he can do that, you know, that could be – that's a guy they need to step up. But,
yeah,
again, I do. I have Florida in this one.
Yeah, I like Florida too. I think Marquette is kind of – I don't think they're that great. I really don't. Like, but that's just me.
Well, and I'll tell you this. I think
for a two-seed, like, I think Arizona's way better than Marquette.
I'll tell you this. We heard all along how the Big East was disrespected. I kind of agree with you. I don't know if the Big East is that good. I think UConn is that good. But I think about 2 through 8 in that conference are all, you know, Marquette's probably a little bit better than most, and Creighton's probably a little bit better than most, but they're not 15, 20 points better. They just play better on their home floor. Look at all the road games in that conference. You know, teams play way better at home.
Yeah, I agree. So we're going with Florida over Marquette.
We are. Now we got Houston.
We got Duke. Houston, Duke, and then we have Florida, Kentucky.
I got Houston. I think Houston is too veteran. I think the veterans for Houston make the difference in this game. I think they get it done.
Yeah, I would love to see Houston just, to be honest, I'd love to see them beat Duke by like 20. Just blow them out of the gym.
I don't think they'll beat them by 20, but I think it's going to be a I think they'll win. And then we got Kentucky, Florida.
I'm going Kentucky.
I am too. And now we got Houston, Kentucky.
I'm. What do you think? I think Houston.
I got Kentucky.
You want to go with Kentucky?
I think Cal gets back to the Final Four.
All right, well, let's go with Kentucky. I like them. I mean, they got the horses to do it. Like, there's no doubt about it.
So now we'll move. So now in our Final Four, we got UConn, Arizona, Kentucky, and then that leaves the Midwest. Well,
I kind of hope all these teams make the Final Four, Rob. If we have this Final Four.
I do, too. I really do, because it'd make for an interesting time.
We get to watch it?
Yeah.
That'd be nuts.
So now we'll go to the Midwest. We got Purdue and Grambling. I don't think Purdue has as many problems with Grambling as they had with FDU last year.
FDU was a tricky team.
They were. And look, they got Edie in foul trouble. That was, and if Grambling can do that, maybe they got a shot. But yeah. I got Purdue.
I don't think Grambling, but I will say I respect Grambling. They came back and won that game. Actually, for everybody out there, I picked even the first four games. I'm 0-3 so far. I picked Virginia. I don't know why they got destroyed. I picked Howard. Kind of wanted to come back. And then I picked Montana State. Montana State was up big, and Grambling came back and won.
So then we'll have Utah State and TCU. Al, do you have any feel on this game?
I like TCU. TCU?
I have zero feel.
I like TCU only because they played in a tougher conference. That's really the only, that's really what I'm going at. And they beat Houston. Like, they have the horses to beat a Houston team. So, and I think they have some pretty quick guards. So that's the only reason I picked TCU.
Yeah, I had no feel on it. I just had Utah State to have them.
Let's go with Utah State because they're a good team. I mean, they're 28-5, right? Or
we're gonna go with TCU here.
All right, let's go TCU. I think when that game, because last year Utah State played Missouri blew them out. Didn't blow them out, but beat them by 10 or 12.
Now we come to the game. The American Gangster is back in the NCAA tournament.
You know who I want to pick in this game.
You know who I'm picking.
I picked McNeese State. Let's go.
Oh, I did too. Shahada Wells, Christian Shoemate. I really believe. And look, McNeese has Will Wade. Will Wade is on a personal screw you tour to the entire NCAA right now. And so for that reason, I'm picking McNeese here. And now, Al, we come to an even more interesting game.
They're athletic. McNeese is very, very, very athletic.
So now we come to an even more interesting game.
Let's
Kevin McCullough out.
Let's pick them.
I took it. I said Sanford. I said Bucky Ball gets this done. Bucky, they're going to take 35 threes. But I got them. I got Sanford. I got the Bulldogs.
I'm going to watch them pull up some games and watch them. I'd love to.
They're an interesting team to watch. The way they play, they're going to press the whole time. They're going to play up tempo and they're going to shoot threes.
I love it.
Yeah, I got Sanford in this one. So
we got Sanford McNeese to come back to.
We move to another game where a lot of people have kind of switched. Oregon, South Carolina.
I picked Oregon only because of Dana Altman. I like Dana Altman. That's really the only reason. But I think South Carolina wins. I think they have the horses.
I don't. I picked Oregon.
You think? Okay. Let's do it.
South Carolina is fraudulent. I have said this all year. I do not think they are a great basketball team. I think you can get them in a lot of trouble. And if they're not hitting, I got Oregon.
I mean, the reason I picked Oregon, then again, for me, when I always pick the games, I like Oregon because they won the conference tournament. They're hot, you know. They're playing with some confidence. But I like it. Let's go with Oregon because I think Oregon has some athleticism and some size down low that can get them deep into the tournament.
All right, now Creighton and Akron.
I'm going Creighton.
I got Creighton. I think Kaltenbrenner is going to be a just beast down low for a lot of teams. So now we go
an Elite Eight appearance.
Yeah. Now we got Texas and Colorado State. I'm telling you, I think
about Tennessee. Oh, Texas, Colorado State. Yeah, I see it now.
I really believe Max Asmus. This could be a tournament we see a big performance from him. And for that reason, I have Texas.
I like them too.
Now Tennessee and the darling of 2 years ago, the St. Peter's Peacocks. It ain't happening this year. Sorry, St. Peter's, you're getting beat. Tennessee, and I think it's Tennessee big. I don't just think it's Tennessee. I think it's Tennessee big.
Do you think Tennessee kind of gets everybody back on the train of like, hey, we can make this Final Four?
I do, and I will tell you the X factor for Tennessee this tournament. Santiago Viscovi. If they can get him to shoot the basketball, I think he's so terrified to shoot with Kinect and Ziegler. This guy can shoot. I've seen him do it for 2 years before Dalton Kinect got there.
Yeah.
Shoot the ball.
So I think they might play through Kinect maybe a little too much at times. You know,
I agree. And I'll tell you this, that got him in trouble against Mississippi State. because they were playing through a guy who was not making shots. They finally said, okay, screw this. We're going to go play through Ziegler. They started coming back, but State had the momentum, so it didn't matter.
They couldn't hit a shot that game.
No, they could. They did. They looked awful.
I think so that's credit to State, though, too. So
it is. We played great defense. So moving up now, Purdue, TCU. This is where I think it happens. I think TCU beats them. I don't have any faith in Purdue. I'm sorry. I have zero faith in them.
See, I like Purdue.
I didn't have any faith in them last year.
I like the fact that they have a 7-5 guy.
I liked that last year, and it didn't help. They played Fairleigh Dickinson and got beat. But that's my thoughts on this. But for this one, we will go with Purdue gets through to
– I like Purdue.
Now McNeese.
I'm gonna be getting a text on on what Saturday saying I told you so.
Oh yeah, it's gonna say feeling froggy with just a bunch of frog emojis. I'm gonna go ahead and tell you that text is already fired up. But so now McNeese and Samford, and there may be 215 points scored in this game. This is a game where, you know, you hearken back to the old Loyola Marymount days.
Incredible.
This is the type of game you're going to see just breakneck pace.
Are you going to?
I'm going with the American Gangster. He gets to the second weekend and I can't wait to see what he says in the press conference, because it may be just a massive screw you to LSU. Although I know in Will, he's not going to use the word screw you. He will use another one.
I think McNeese, I like them.
I got McNeese. Like you said, they're extremely athletic. Oregon Creighton. I said it last time. I think Colt Renner is just – I think he's too much. I think he's too much. He's too good. I got Creighton.
Yeah. In my bracket, I picked Oregon just to pick kind of a 11 seed to get to the Sweet 16. But I like Creighton. I like Creighton.
Okay. Now we got Texas and Tennessee. Rick Barnes, after all these years, finally gets his shot at Texas again.
I think Tennessee is better than Texas.
And I think Tennessee beats him.
Yeah, I think Tennessee has more offensive.
Tennessee can throw so much at Asemus that not a lot of teams can. Tennessee can throw Vescovi and Ziegler at him, and they'll defend him 94 feet. That's why I got Tennessee in that one. Yeah, so
I like Tennessee too.
As we move up, we have Purdue, McNeese, Creighton, and Tennessee left. Man, I'm going to tell you.
You want McNeese?
I really want to roll on this McNeese train. However, if it's Purdue sitting there, I don't think they can get past them. And I think that Purdue. I would have Purdue.
I like Purdue. And I like Creighton over Tennessee.
I was about to say, the way I have it in my bracket, I had South Carolina originally, so I had Tennessee getting to I had Tennessee winning that one. I think if it's Creighton, Tennessee, I've got Creighton.
I think Steven Ashworth is a name to look out for.
Yeah, the kid that was at Utah State last year.
Well, that can get hot. What's the lefty's name?
Shireman. Baylor Shireman.
And he played well last year in the tournament.
He did. And I think it's Creighton in Tennessee.
Mike Miller's son. Mason Miller got hurt the first game. So they got deep without him. So just, I mean, he's 6'8", can defend, can make shots. So, I mean.
Yeah. I'll take Creighton there. And so then we got Purdue and Creighton in the final, in the Elite Eight. I think Creighton exercises the demons. They've got somebody inside that can match up there with Edie, with Kalkbrenner, that can bring him out. They've got shooters everywhere. I think that's why, if I'm picking, I have Creighton there. Creighton getting the final four.
We got Kentucky and Creighton in the final four.
There's going to be 300 points scored in that game.
That'd be a fun game.
That would be our final four of UConn, Arizona, Kentucky, and Creighton. So, Al, we'll go the first game, UConn-Arizona.
UConn.
I've said it all day long. And I'll tell you this, if Dan Hurley gets to the Final Four, I don't know if you're going to beat him. You got to get him before he gets there, because then you're going to give him a week again to get right. I got UConn. And then Kentucky-Creighton.
I like Kentucky.
I hate to say it because I got the CATS, cats. And then we'll have Monday night UConn and Kentucky for a national championship. And we've now said it
before. We had this in 2013, you remember?
Yeah. And I think the result is the dead same. I think UConn cuts the nets down. I think they are the back-to-back national champions.
Cool. That'd be nuts.
So, Al, now we'll go through each bracket as we close it out here. I just want you to give me one team out of each region that you think could just really throw this bracket into absolute chaos. So, we'll start in the East. I mean, I'll give you the easiest one that can just screw everything up is FAU. If FAU beats Connecticut, this region is screwed up. Nobody knows which way to go.
I didn't know maybe which, like, yeah, I guess the highest seed that can do it is what you said. I should, yeah, FAU, just because they've done it before, you know?
Yeah, I would just, which is the one team who you think could throw the bracket into a wrench? I mean,
yeah,
you could say Auburn in the Sweet 16 if they get there. I mean, so.
Yeah, let's go with Auburn just because. Okay. Just because I think Auburn, I mean, they're the SEC champ. Last time they did that, they did make the Final Four. So,
who knows? All right, so
I'm going with Auburn. I like Auburn.
You're going to go with FAU. I'm going to go with FAU. You're going to go with Auburn.
Yep.
Out of the West.
Grand Canyon.
I'm going to go.
Grand Canyon. I'm going New Mexico.
That's what I was going to say. One of us is going to go Grand Canyon. One of us is going to go New Mexico there. I think that's the easiest thing because I think those two teams.
Or Mississippi State.
You want to talk about that 8-1 matchup.
But I think New Mexico beating Baylor is more – I mean, I think Baylor's not as good as North Carolina. You know what I mean? So, but I like New Mexico.
Out of the South. I'm going to give you two because one of my teams is currently playing.
You're going to go with Colorado.
Colorado is the one team. I think Colorado, if they could beat Florida, I think they could beat Marquette. But I'm going to just go wild here. Vermont. Vermont beats Dukes. This bracket is thrown all crazy. This region is crazy. So who is your team out of the South?
Hey, let's go James Madison.
Okay, go to the Dukes.
Why not? I mean, I think them beating Wisconsin is very doable. I like them over Wisconsin more than even like NC State over Texas Tech. You know what I mean?
All right, and then out of the Midwest. We talked ad nauseum about McNeese and about Samford. I think the team that could do the most damage to this bracket making a run is Oregon. I think if Oregon could go beat South Carolina, go beat Creighton, then go beat Tennessee, I mean, I think that's a team that really could do a lot of damage. Who would be your team out of
the TCU?
Okay, TCU. Okay.
Just because TCU, if they get past Purdue.
Oh, this bracket's done. We can have McNeese in the Final Four, which, by the way, if McNeese State makes the – I'll go ahead and make a proclamation. If McNeese State makes the Final Four, I will be decked out in McNeese State gear the first night in Phoenix.
I don't know where you're going to find some.
Well, you can order anything off Fanatics these days. You know, we'll start ordering it, you know, after they win tomorrow night. We'll start the order process, folks. But Al, it has been fun. We will talk again.
Awesome.
We will talk again Friday. Probably be a little late night, but we will get rolling.
I think we'll have a recap, and we'll kind of know like
Exactly. We want to talk about who's all won by that point. Yeah, then we want to see how bad our bracket did.
Oh my God! See that shot?
I just saw it. But Al, it's been fun, man. We'll see everybody on the other side. Have a fun Final Four.
Happy March Madness.